Senate action on guns today on Jack Callahan, Fox News. Another procedural vote a few hours from now to begin debate on the bipartisan gun control bill. Senate Majority Leader Schumer.
The bill is real progress. It will save lives. And it is my intention to make sure the Senate passes this bill before the end of the week.
In addition to toughening gun background checks for some buyers, the bill would also give states money to enact red flag gun confiscation laws. As many as 14 Republicans support the bill, but Utah Senator Mike Lee is not among them.
I don't care what the reason is. If you're taking away a constitutional right from someone based on a mere accusation where there's not due process and an opportunity in court prior to the deprivation of the constitutional right, that's not due process.
Senator Lee telling Fox's The Ingram Angle there is little in the bill that would prevent states from taking away guns unconstitutionally. The police chief of the Uvalde, Texas school system has been placed on administrative leave by the school's superintendent over the lack of clarity about the police response to last month's school shooting that left 19 students and two teachers dead. As expected, President Biden calling on Congress yesterday to pause the federal gas tax for July, August, and September and urging oil companies to cooperate.
I call on the companies to pass this along, every penny of this 18 cents reduction to the consumers. There's no time now for profiteering.
Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm suggesting the president could use the Defense Production Act to increase gas supply. AAA updating its national gas price average a short time ago, down another penny and a half from yesterday. A first at the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show. The award for Best in Show goes to a bloodhound named Trumpet. His owner sharing,
he has a lot of attitude, and he's a little crazy.
America is listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
The U.S. Supreme Court scheduled to release more opinions today on this term's 13 remaining cases still undecided. They've also added opinion releases to the calendar tomorrow, prompting speculation that's when the decision on a Mississippi abortion case that could overturn Roe versus Wade will be released. The man accused of planning to kill Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh was in federal court yesterday.
Nicholas Roski entered a plea of not guilty before a federal magistrate in Maryland. He is charged with attempting to murder a justice of the United States. After traveling from California, he was arrested near Justice Brett Kavanaugh's home, armed with a gun, full magazines, spare ammunition, plus additional items. Roski reportedly told investigators he was upset about a leaked draft opinion that seemed to signal the overturning of Roe versus Wade, the landmark decision that legalizes abortion. Roski could face life in prison if convicted by a jury at trial. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Federal aviation investigators probing a helicopter crash in Logan County, West Virginia, southwest of Charleston. There were six people on board, no survivors. That helicopter is usually used for sightseeing flights. The slightly shortened NBA draft is tonight.
Normally 60 players get selected, but this draft will only have 58 picks. The Miami Heat and Milwaukee Bucks each lost one selection because of violations of league tampering rules. For the first time in 18 years, the Orlando Magic will select first. Orlando won the draft lottery. Second pick belongs to the Oklahoma City Thunder, who also have the 12th pick and the 30th to close the first round. The Houston Rockets, who have two first-round picks, will select third overall. The Charlotte Hornets, Memphis Grizzlies, and San Antonio Spurs each have two first-round selections. The draft begins 7:30 Eastern Time. Jared Max, Fox News.
Wall Street, all three major industries down marginally yesterday. Early morning Dow futures are now trading about 200 points lower. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.